Blog Talk Radio. Good day across America and around the world. You are listening to the Vision Voice Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio, where your vision can become a reality. You will get only bona fide health and nutrition tips and information, also with special surprise guests. So listen in every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. That's New York time. And now, your very own radio host, speaker, author, voiceover artist, and certified holistic health and lifestyle coach, Jessie Blair Myrie.
Hello and good afternoon and happy new year to you all. Yes, indeed. It is the first Wednesday in this new year, so it's a new year. All right. This weekly radio broadcast is designed with your health and well-being in mind. I will share my nutritional knowledge with you. To learn a little bit more about me, visit my website. You'll find a link on this broadcast page. And just to remind everyone, what I've learned and have come to fully understand is that no one diet is perfect for everyone. And as in the words of Hippocrates, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. Today's topic, 4 healthy habit upgrades for 2015. Yes, indeed. Folks, we are in a new year. It's only 7 days in. Still new. Still fresh and new, and there is so much to talk about this year, but looking forward to 1 week at a time. And right now, we're going to be talking about some healthy habits. And I just like to share from Natural News what those are. Now, we know that the holidays are over, festivities pretty much, and you finish stuffing your face, you know, Christmas cookies, alcohol if you drink. Now what? Now what do? You hunker down and discipline yourself to more wheatgrass juice and some fruit salads and some more consumption? Definitely water is important. Well, guess what? It's going to take lots of discipline. But you can do it. You can handle it. And here is how I'm going to help you to consider these 4 habits to live a healthier and happier 2015. Okay, once again, this information comes from Natural News, and I'm just going to be sharing little tidbits here and there in between because, hey, I'm a health coach, aren't I? So the first you got to think about for a healthy habit, we got to consider dairy consumption. Yeah, on a daily basis as well. A dairy consumption, indeed, we've noticed that in the past few decades, we've been led to believe that dairy is a wholesome and pure source of nutrition. You know, but remember the white mustaches. Oh, milk does the body. Milk does the body good. Well, we understand there's a source of calcium. And, you know, if you take your kids to the doctor, one of the first questions that they'll ask you is, do you drink milk? And they'll ask the child, do you drink milk? And, lo and behold, calcium does not only come from milk, especially not cow's milk anyway. But, you know, other promoting nutrients dairy has. And this ticker is this. Anyone who has been paying attention surely knows that this dairy fairy tale is not true. Dairy has become very contaminated due to the treatment given to the animals that produce it. Quarantined, they are in stalls and continuously milked. So these cows are injected with antibiotics and hormones to keep them, quote-unquote, well and to produce more milk. In other words, fatten them up real quickly so that they can produce more. The bigger they are, the more milk they produce. And so their enzyme-rich milk is pasteurized in order to remove any harmful bacteria that may have been present. And what happens in this process is the enzymes and other delicate nutrients are destroyed. In the end, what are you left with? Dead, tainted milk that arguably causes more health concerns than it fixes. And so if you absolutely must do milk, my first recommendation would be make your own. First is make your own. Make your own coconut milk, hemp milk, sprouted almond milk. But if you need to do cow's milk, definitely I would go for raw. Get it from a trusted source, possibly a local farmer, and make sure it's raw and organic, not pasteurized and homogenized. Destroys all of the natural enzymes and nutrients that the milk would have otherwise had it not been pasteurized and homogenized. And also, there are some cheese alternatives like Daiya cheese, and you can use more coconut oil as opposed to butter, because, you know, well, first of all, people are using margarine. I don't understand why people are still using margarine in this day and age. I guess because it's cheap and it tastes good, basically. But other than that, it has absolutely no nutritional benefits whatsoever. That's just a definite no-no. But if you have to do butter, definitely get organic butter. And even better than that, make sure it's grass-fed. All right, so we're moving on because this year is about getting the information going, hitting you with it, and leaving you to digest it. Indeed. Here is one of your healthy habits, number two, the coffee habit. Now, coffee is a staple, pretty much, in 80% of people's lives. Indeed. You probably wonder, well, I'm not a coffee drinker. Well, you're not, but probably 10 other people that you know are. They drink about 2 to 3 cups a day on average. And this black elixir has received plenty of positive press lately. And although there are some health benefits, they pale in comparison to the drawbacks. And when comparing beneficial antioxidants to artificially stimulating caffeine that wreaks havoc on your intestinal system, your hormones, and your liver, it becomes a no contest that the coffee habit needs to be toned down just a bit, yes indeed, or kicked to the curb altogether because it's not what it's cut out to be. Not if you're drinking the wrong coffee. And the right drinks to drink more than a dozen times over coffee, because of the coffee that most Americans drink, you know, with the Wonderful Mermaid place and the other one with those fuchsia and orange colors. You know which two I'm talking about. That's everyone's morning staple drink. Those are not the places that you want to get it from. We need to make our own, go to the health food store if you have to have your coffee, and get the organic beans and grind them yourself. It's the best way to go. But there are, once again, some hot beverages that could fill its place. And we're talking about teas, some other coffee alternatives such as Dandy Blend. There's something also called Ticino. And how about some good old-fashioned hot cocoa? Yes, indeed, buy yourself some cocoa. Add your own almond milk and raw honey, possibly, for sweetener. And there you have it. Excellent. I do it all the time, especially in this time of year where it's cold, it's wintertime, it's like snowing, and that's where you have it. After a few days of coffee detox, you'll find living coffee free isn't as tough as you imagined, and your digestive system and hormones will thank you. Indeed, they will. So now let's move on to another habit that we need to upgrade in the year 2015, sugar addiction. Well, by now you know. The forms of sugar that are added to nearly every single food on the planet are highly addictive and feed all kinds of health issues, including diabetes, arthritis, and cancer. Most of these ailments stem from properly balanced digestive systems. Improperly balanced. And also with an overgrowth of candida, often at the root. So you've got sugar leading to an improperly balanced digestive system with an overgrowth of candida, and that's the root cause, basically. Sugar. With sugar being a major food source to keep this harmful condition in place, everything becomes worse when consuming sugar, even in moderate quantities. You know, you've got to lay off of the sugar. It's just that simple. You have to try, do your best to wean yourself. Don't ever go cold turkey because sugar is highly addictive. So if you're going to, you know, tone it down and possibly rid yourself of it, and I've done very well in the years leading up to where I am now. It was not an overnight thing, but you can definitely wean yourself as opposed to, like I told the story all the time about myself personally, I started out with eating, consuming 2 teaspoons of white sugar in my tea or coffee on a daily basis. 2 teaspoons of white sugar. You know, that bleached powder, white sugar. Then I cut it down to 1 teaspoon. Then I changed over to honey or brown sugar. And it was the wrong brown sugar to begin with. The first one was the pat brown stuff that people use in baking. Then I got the Demerara sugar. And afterwards, I said, you know what? I don't need any sugar. I drink a lot of herbal teas. These herbal teas have flavor. Oh, my goodness. If you would ever taste it, just by taking out the sugar, you can actually taste the essence of the rich flavors of herbal teas, such as jasmine and chamomile and mint and lemon. There's so many. Strawberry, peach. There are so many different types of teas and in the fruit teas and herbal teas that you can drink. A lot of them caffeine-free as well. But if you must, definitely do your caffeine. You've got to shoot for coffee that is organic and grind it yourself. Now, that's a sugar thing. Now, to transition off sugar, consider using a reputable brand such as Stevia. Stevia can also be heavily processed, but get a reputable brand. The absolute best stevia is the green liquid stevia that not only helps in sweetened foods and beverages, but also carries a non-existing glycemic load because sugar is high in glycemic indexes. So you want to look for something that is low, but also gives you that flavor. Honey is high glycemic as well, but if you, my recommendation would be raw organic honey. And once again, you can get that from any health food store. So now, when you do that and you lower your glycemic load, this ensures a candida infection is not fed and other diseases that are exacerbated by sugar are not inflamed as well. So think about it. Less sugar, less sickness. It's that simple. There's nothing hard about it. There's not rocket science about it. Nothing about it at all is difficult. Just know it's going to take some time. It's going to take some effort. And the most thing you can think of is mind over matter. It's all in your mind. You can do it. Your mind can tell you to do it, to cut it down, and you will. If you make up your mind to cut down on your sugar consumption, you will be able to. I am a living product of it. I've done it, like I said before. I started out with two white teaspoons of white sugar in my hot drinks on a daily basis. And that's, by the way, that's every time I had a hot drink, not just once a day. I had to go to work and I had to have another hot drink with two teaspoons of white sugar. But if I can talk about it and going from that to nothing at all in my teas, well, there you have it. You can do it too. And here is number four as far as the upgrades are concerned for your habit of 2015, gluten consumption. And now there's a lot of talk about gluten. Oh, go GF, gluten-free. And we want to know why. Not something that you should just jump all into feet forward, you know, both feet ahead of you. You really need to think this through. But gluten sensitivities have become widely diagnosed and has resulted in changes in packaging. You've noticed it. If you shop, you've noticed it. They've resulted in changes in packaging that has gluten-free smeared all over it. Big GF all over. Indeed, gluten has become a serious issue for the human digestive system. Don't get me wrong. And food producers have acknowledged it. And what they've done, they've created all kinds of gluten-free food products. Some of them healthy, some of them not. If you're not on the gluten-free diet, eliminating it. Even if you don't have a diagnosed sensitivity. And I would say, I would add to this that, once again, you need to get your you need to get checked. And although, yes, indeed, what gluten is a sticky protein. And it's in wheat, it's in barley, it's in bulgur, it's in, there may be traces of it in oats. You have to be careful of that, although it is considered gluten-free, but it depends on where it's processed. So it's a sticky protein, and if you have celiac disease whatsoever, you can't consume gluten. It can literally kill you. But, you know, it's all over packaging because it's becoming so highly awareness in our society. We're becoming so highly aware of gluten that every manufacturer pretty much has some type of gluten-free product, or GMOs is another one, which we're not going to talk about. But gluten is something that you need to consider eliminating or definitely honing down on. You just need to start, you know, weaning yourself off of it and definitely minimize it. That would be my suggestion and recommendation. Due to highly hybridized wheat and weak digestive systems, humans are not capable of effectively digesting modern wheat products, and this can cause significant health problems. So just to touch base on that, and I'll give you a highlight of it a little bit later on. The wheat that we consume now is totally different from the wheat our ancestors consumed hundreds and even thousands of years ago. We have something now called dwarf wheat. And back in the day, it was not that way. Wheat would grow, higher than you. But now, we eat so much, bread, pizza, pasta, you name it. We eat so much that, you know, farmers can't grow fast enough. So, of course, it's hybridized. And we have something called dwarf wheat now. It grows maybe up to your knee, perhaps. And we're able to harvest it much more rapidly in this country specifically, all over as well, but in this country specifically in the United States. And so that is what's causing the problem. It's wreaking havoc on our digestive system because that is not the way God created the wheat in the first place. Now, in the new year, consider gluten-free grains or other complex carbohydrates that contain no gluten, such as rice or quinoa. And I need I stress the type of rice that you need to consume. Wild rice is good. I definitely would not recommend white rice whatsoever. I said wild rice is good. White rice, absolutely not. Brown rice, of course, but you have to be careful. There's something called arsenic, and that's been known to be found in rice at high levels. But, you know, organic brown rice is best, and wash it, soak it overnight, indeed, and dump that water, that soaking water, before you cook it. That would definitely be one of my first recommendations. But quinoa is a wonderful, wonderful, it's actually not even a grain, it's like a seed. And it is so high in protein and nutrients. But if you do choose wheat, you can't give up your bread. How about making your own ancient grains like einkorn or red fife and choose a sourdough culture to make it? How about making your own bread? Have you ever tried making your own bread? It'll considerably lower the gluten content and make it easier, much easier to digest. So, consider making your own. When in doubt, do without. And when in doubt, also, as far as your health is concerned, consider making your own. You feel for cookie, make your own. Make it gluten-free, too. I've done it many times. You want that chocolate chip cookie that you find on the shelf that's probably been sitting there for a couple of months, who knows, and the Best Buy date is, like, next year. There are a lot of preservatives in that the reason why they can stay on the shelf that long is because of those preservatives, and you buy it, and you eat it. And what do you think happens to you down the road? A lot of people say, well, it's only one day. Well, one day plus another one day plus another one day adds up. All of these days that you have only said one day to, they add up. So we need to consider the days that we're accumulating and total them up and say, wow, if I do it just once a week, which is 52 times a year, that's a lot to look at 10 years later. You do the math. So my take on it is, when in doubt, do without. If not sure if this is good for me because it's got like maybe 25 ingredients on the label, yeah, do without it. Make your own. Make your own pumpkin pie. Make your own oatmeal cookies or chocolate chip cookies. Make your own bread. Indeed, you know what is going into the ingredients because you're making it yourself, and you can make wiser choices and healthier choices. Use sea salt as opposed to the white bleach salt. The table salt that you can find in pretty much every restaurant, and fast food restaurant as well. Make it yourself. Healthify your food, if you will, indeed, because you are so worth it. It's a new year, and although it's day 7, you still have time. You've got plenty of time to make the right decision. if you need any help whatsoever. I am a health coach, been certified from the year 2011, and I'm going to be coming up to 4 years in April that I've been certified as a holistic health coach. So if you need any assistance whatsoever, definitely give me a holler. My email address and my website is actually on this page. You can look me up there. You can fill out a form that I will get back to you with. And understanding your concerns, you need help losing weight, need help changing your eating habits, I can help you. And I will hold you accountable and indeed make 2015 your best year ever. On that note, we're going to move right into Wednesday's words that comes from us from Joyce Meyer Ministries. Rejoice today. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord. Seek the Lord in his strength. Yearn for and seek his face and to be in his presence continually. Earnestly remember the marvelous deeds which he has done, his miracles, and the judgments he uttered. 1 Chronicles 16 verses 10 through 12. Many people don't realize how important the morning is, especially those first moments of time that we are awake. God calls the sun to rise for us. He is eager for us to wake up and talk to him again. David the psalmist talked a lot about morning, saying, "This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it." See Psalm 118:24 for that scripture. David didn't always feel like rejoicing, but he decided to rejoice in God's new day. As soon as you get up, look at yourself in the mirror, smile and say, "I am going to have a good day because Jesus loves me." And that's Wednesday's word. God bless you all. Once again, happy and healthy new year. I'd love to hear from you on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. Just holler at me. I'd love to hear from you. Say, "Hey, Coach Jesse, I need some help." And I'd be more than willing to help you out. 201-252-7295 is my number, or JESSIE at pureandholyliving.com. That's pure and holy, WHOLLY, living.com. On that note, have a wonderful rest of your Wednesday. Until next week, God bless you, and bye-bye.